Okay, welcome everyone to the Shi'an Ramban, Parshas Shmini. It's hard to imagine that at the end of the week we actually have a Parshas HaShavua. You know, we're so in the midst of Pesach that we forget about the fact that, Thursday is going to be the last day of Pesach, and then Shabbos is a regular Shabbos, Parshas Shmini. Parshas Shmini starts off by Yivay Yom HaShmini, Kara Moshe L'Aaron L'Vanav L'Zikne Yisrael. It was on the eighth day that Moshe called in Aaron and his sons and the Zakenim, the elders of Israel. What was this eighth day? So Rashi writes, Shmini l'miluim. It was the eighth day since the process of the miluim, the inauguration of Aaron and his sons as Kohanim, has begun. And hu rosh chodesh nisan shehu kam hamishkan bo bayom. And this eighth day, meaning the eighth day of the miluim, was rosh chodesh nisan. That was the day on which the Mishkan was erected, was set up. Moshe Rabbeinu calls in Aaron and his sons. Vayomer el Aaron, Pasuk Beis, he says to Moshe says to Aaron, Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos, take a calf to be a korban chatos, va'ayil la'ola, and he should take a ram that will be a korban ola, tmimim. They should be without blemish, v'hakriv lifnei Hashem, and bring them as korbanos before Hashem. V'al b'nei Yisrael tadal re'leimor, and speak to b'nei Yisrael, saying, k'chusir izim l'chatos, you, the Jewish people, should take a goat that will be a korban chatos, v'egel v'cheves b'nei shana t'mimim la'ola, and you should take a calf and a lamb, each of them a year old, they should be without blemish, they should be a korban ola, v'shar v'ayil l'shlamim, and an ox and a ram that will serve as a korban shlamim l'zboach l'fnei Hashem, to offer up as korbanos before Hashem, u'mincha belula b'shamen, there should also be a korban mincha, a flour offering mixed in with oil, ki hayom Hashem nira aleichem, because today Hashem is going to appear to you. Today is going to be the day on which the Mishkan is dedicated, and the kvod Hashem, the glory of Hashem, will descend upon the Mishkan itself. So the question is, what's the source for the commandment to take these karbonos, right? Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron, and he tells him, you're supposed to take on behalf of yourself an egel and an ayil, a korban chatos and an ola. B'nai Yisrael is supposed to take various animals for a chatos, for an ola, and a shlamim. Where was Moshe Rabbeinu told that Aaron and Klal Yisrael should take these various karbonos? So the Ramban comments, Nitztava Moshe Rabbeinu b'karbonos halalu, on Pasuk Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed commanded by Hashem to tell Aaron about these karbonos, k'moshe amar levasof, as it's going to say in Pasuk Vav, Vayomer Moshe, ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem ta'asu, this matter which Hashem has commanded you should perform, v'im lo nizkar ze, despite the fact, says the Ramban, that we never find a series of psukim that say Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aaron and the Zakenim that they should bring these karbanos. In other words, the way, if you were to read the Chumash without any preconceived notions, it sounds as if Moshe Rabbeinu is basically inventing on his own this notion that these karbanos are supposed to be brought. We never find Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu to oversee or to bring these karbanos. Should that bother us? So, says the Ramban, no, we find other examples of that in Chumash. V'chein v'yomer Moshe zeh dover asher tziva Hashem aloha omer memenu l'shmeres l'doro seichem. Right, to take another example, says the Ramban, at the end of the Parshas Hamon, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that they should take a tzinsenes, a canister of the mon, and put it by the Aron. And he says, zeh dover asher tziva Hashem, this is what Hashem has commanded. We never find that Hashem, at least in the Chumash itself, that Hashem explicitly commands Moshe Rabbeinu to take a canister of mon and put it by the Aron. Certain things are implied. So too over here, says the Ramban, although it's never made explicit that these karbanos are supposed to be brought, we can assume that if Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron and the Zakenim to bring these karbanos, that there was indeed some kind of tzivui, some kind of commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring these karbanos. Why are we harping on this issue that these karbanos are never commanded explicitly? So, if one looks in Pasuk Gimel, And the Ramban's comments there, about halfway through his comments, the Ramban makes the following observation. V'nei ha-karbonos ha-elu lo huskeru b'parshos v'zeh ha-dover asher ta'as Elohim l'kadosh osam l'chahein li. Back in Parshas Tetzaveh, in Shmuel's Perek Choftes, there was a description of the various karbonos that would have to be brought by Moshe Rabbeinu in order to consecrate Aaron and his sons as being Kohanim. And those karbonos in Parshas Tetzaveh are commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, the Ramban quotes the relevant pasuk. Zeh HaDover, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh HaDover Asher Ta'as Elohim, this is what you should do for them, for Aaron and his sons, L'Kadesh Osam, to sanctify them, L'Chahein Li, to serve as Kohanim before me. And indeed, in last week's parashah, Parashas Tzav, the Torah described how Moshe Rabbeinu carried out those instructions, those detailed instructions about the korbanos that were given to him in Parashas Tetzaveh. So it's striking. On the one hand, in Parashas Tetzaveh, there's a detailed description of the korbanos that are supposed to be brought during the Yemei Hamiluim, during the 7 days when Aaron and his sons are being consecrated. Those karbonos are executed in last week's parasha, in Parashas Tzav. And because of the fact that there is a whole parasha devoted to telling Moshe Rabbeinu, do this, and then a parasha devoted to the execution, it's very striking how when we get to Parashas Shmini, where it describes a different set of karbonos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a set of karbonos to mark the actual beginning of Aaron and his son serving as Kohanim in the Mishkan, there is no corresponding parasha in which Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do this. In other words, the fact that the parasha just says, you know, that the parasha just presents Moshe Rabbeinu on his own, you know, telling Aaron and the Zakenim, you should go and bring these karbonos, is particularly striking because there was a tzivur, there was a commandment about the karbonos that were brought back in Parshas Tzav, and there is no corresponding parsha to the karbonos that are brought over here in Shmini. Continues the Ramban, Kisham lo tziva rak al hamiluim, in Parshas Tetzaveh, the karbonos which are mentioned there are the karbonos of the miluim, v'shivas hayamim v'karbonosei amalu yimei hamiluim. Those karbonos were brought over the past 7 days during the last week of Adar. Ki ato bayom hashmini heim atzmom yakrivu hakarbonos. These karbonos, which are being described in Shmini, are being brought by Aaron and his sons. The karbonos, which were described back in Tzav, are being brought by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu served as the kohen in the Mishkan throughout the 7 days of Miluim. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu who consecrated Aaron and his sons with those earlier karbonos. V'nei ha-karbonos halalu, these karbonos in Shmini, k'chanuko lohem, they are, in a sense, a dedication of the Kohanim, ki inyan minchas chavitim ledoros b'yom himosh achoso. It's kind of like the concept, says the Ramban, of the minchas chavitin, or what's called the minchas chinuch. We know, we spoke about when we were learning Talmud, that the Kohen Gadol brought a special flower offering twice a day, the minchas chavitim. That same karbon was brought by any kohen, even a regular kohen, on the first day that he served in the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the Minchas Chinuch, the mincha, the flower offering of inauguration. In a sense, these karbonos, which are being described in Shmini, are the karbonos chinuch, the karbonos that consecrate Aaron and his sons, because they are now stepping into their role of kohanim. They're inaugurating not only themselves as Kohanim, but in a sense they're inaugurating the entire line of their descendants as being Kohanim. And these are the special karbonos to mark that entry. And it's striking that at no point does the Torah explicitly tell Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Aaron and his sons that they have to bring this. Even when, you know, the other karbonos of the Miluim are outlined in Tetzaveh, these karbonos that will be presented in Shmini are not outlined. So the Ramban suggests that maybe it's not just by accident that in Parshas Tetzaveh these karbonos are not mentioned. He says the following, V'yitochen ki l'chaper al-maiseh ha'egel hosif lehem ato ha-karbonos halalu. It's possible, says the Ramban, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu back in Tetzaveh to bring the karbonos that would be described in last week's Parsha, Parshas Tzav, the karbonos that marked the 7 days of Miluim, it's possible that at that point the original plan was not that the Kohanim would have to bring these special karbonos by Yom HaShmini on the 8th day, or at least would not have to bring all of them, or at least not in the form in which they brought them. Why? Because perhaps a roll of these karbonos which are being brought by the Kohanim, by Aaron and his sons, on the 8th day, is to atone for the Cheto Ego. Ki kasher tziva v'zeh hadovah shatase lohen l'kadesh osam. Because back in Parshas Tetzaveh, when the original commandment was given to Moshe Rabbeinu to consecrate Aaron and his sons using the karbonos of the Miluim, adayin lo nasa ha'egel. At that point, the Egel Azov had not yet been created. Kasher pirashti. L'chach lo hizkiram sham. The Ramban over here is working with his general approach, which he outlined back in Sefer Shmos, namely that by and in large, the Torah goes in chronological order. So whereas some Mefarshim, and among them Rashi, hold that the whole commandment of the Mishkan was presented after the Cheto Egel, and when we read Parshios Truma Tetzaveh, even though in the Chumash they are presented before Parshios Kisisa, in which the Cheto Egel takes place, according to Rashi, chronologically, Truma and Tetzaveh take place after Parshios Kisisa. The Ramban strongly disagrees with that. The Ramban says the Parshios, by and in large, are in chronological order. So when Truma and Tetzaveh were told to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Egel had not been yet been created. The Egel wasn't going to be created until Parshas Kisisa. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam originally told Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Tetzaveh, this is the procedure for consecrating Aaron and his sons, it was pre-Egel. And now post-Egel, there's a need for special karbonos on the 8th day to address the kapara, the atonement that Aaron and his sons need, and that Klal Yisrael needs, after the Cheto Egel. He writes, Lo kedivri Rashi she'omar shom ki apor l'chaper amaisa o'egel. Rashi back in Shmos wrote that the par, that the bull, which was brought as part of the consecration of the Miluim during the 7 days, was to atone for the Cheto Egel. Says the Ramban, that's not true, according to my understanding of things. Because anything that was presented in Parshas Tetzaveh was pre-Egel. So in other words, you can't tell me that part of the procedure in Parshas Tetzaveh was to be mechaper, was to atone for the Cheto Egel. The Egel hadn't happened yet, according to my understanding. The only thing you can say, says the Ramban, is Hayu haparim ha'em l'chatei al mizbeach v'al ari al-bar v'l'kadesh osam. The bulls that are mentioned as part of the karbonos back in Tetzaveh, which were carried out in Parshas Tzav, are all unrelated to the Egel. They simply serve to cleanse the Mizbeach, to cleanse Aaron and his children. V'ho'egel hazeh b'yom hashmini l'chapir ha'maisa ha'egel. What is true, however, says the Ramban, is that the Egel, the calf that we read about in the beginning of Parshas Shmini, that very much is to be mechaper, is to atone for the Cheto Egel. You know, that is, that's the reason that an Egel was brought specifically. So the Ramban is noting that there is some kind of significant difference between the karbonos of the Miluim and the karbonos of the 8th day. The karbonos of the 8th day are more directly linked to a need to be mechaper for the Cheto Egel, something which had happened between Parshas Tetzaveh and Parshas Shmini. Now, is that to say that, you know, had there not been an Egel, there would have been no consecration karbonos on the 8th day altogether? I think it's hard to say that, because as the Ramban himself said a few lines ago, even when a regular Kohen starts his avod in the Beis HaMikdash, he brings a minchas chinuch, he brings a special carbon of flour to inaugurate him as a Kohen. So it stands to reason that when Aaron and his sons are beginning not only their own personal service, but they're inaugurating the entire line of kahuna. It stands to reason that even from the get-go, there would have been some type of inaugural karbon that they would have brought. So I think what the Ramban is saying is not that there wouldn't have been any inaugural karbonis at all, but the fact that the inaugural karbon of Aaron included an egel, that aspect specifically was meant to atone for the egel. Had it not been for the cheto egel, the karbon, the specific animal that Aaron brought, might have been a slightly different animal. Right? So in other words, the reason that these karbonos were not mentioned earlier was because the exact form that these karbanos took either changed or wasn't fully spelled out until after the Cheto Egel. I think if we continue reading in the Ramban, the continuation of the Ramban supports this contention that had it not been for the Egel, there would have been karbanos on the eighth day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but they might have been slightly different. The Ramban goes on to make the following very interesting observation. V'nei karbon Aaron ki karbono b'yom ha-kippurim b'shaveh. The karbon that Aaron brings here in Parashat Shmini to inaugurate himself into the kahuna is similar to the karbon that he brings on Yom Kippur. The chatos ha'am, and similarly, the karbon chatos, the sin offering that the people bring on the eighth day, is kichatosam biyom ha'kippurim. Sirizim echad lechatos. It's just like the karbon which they bring on Yom Kippur to atone for their sins, namely a goat. In other words, the Ramban is saying there are two parallels between the karbonos being brought on the eighth day to initiate Aaron and his sons into the Avodas HaMishkan. There's a parallelism between the karbon that Aaron brings here and that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur. And similarly, there's a parallelism between the karbon chatos brought by the people here and the karbon chatos which will atone for the people on Yom Kippur. So let's start with that second karbon. As we all know, the karbon chatos which atones for the people on Yom Kippur is the goat. In fact, two goats, right? One is brought as a karbon to atone for the people, and then the karbon which most famously, or the quasi karbon, which most famously atones for the people on Yom Kippur, is the Sayer Lazazel, is the goat that is pushed off the cliff and atones for the sins of the people. So there's the same way that a goat atones for the sins of the people on Yom Kippur, a goat atones for the sins of the people here at the inauguration of Aaron and his sons. But what animal is it that Aaron brings on Yom Kippur in order to atone for himself and for his fellow Kohanim? He brings a par. He brings a fully grown bull. Here he brings an egel, a calf. Now, they're similar. They're the same type of animal. They're both, from the bull family. But nonetheless, they're not exactly the same. In one case, on Yom Kippur, he's bringing a bull. In this case, on the Yom HaShmini, he's bringing an egel, a calf. So I think what the Ramban is saying, just to go back to our previous point, is the following. In a vacuum, had there not been a cheto egel, Aaron would have brought as his initial karbon a par, a bull, and the people would have brought a sa'ir, a goat, and that would have been an exact parallel to what the Kohen Gadol and people do on Yom Kippur. However, in light of the fact that there was a cheto egel prior to the inauguration of Aaron, there was a need to tweak the nature of the karbon that Aaron was bringing because of Aaron's involvement in the cheto egel. So instead of bringing a par, which would have been the more natural choice, Aaron brings, he modifies the karbon and makes it into an egel, makes it into a calf, again, under Hashem's direction. Instead of bringing a par, instead of bringing a bull, he brings a calf, same family, but slightly different in order to atone for the cheto egel. So that, just to go back to what I said a few moments ago, I think, the Ramban would certainly admit that there would have been karbonos b'yom HaShmini, even in the absence of the cheto egel. However, perhaps they would have been like the karbonos brought on Yom Kippur, a par and a sa'ir, a bull and a goat. Here they become a calf and a goat to acknowledge the sin of the golden calf. why is it that these two particular animals are brought? So writes the Ramban, v'chach omer b'tosefta shel pashas miluim b'taras kohanim. Right, the Medrash in Taras Kohanim makes the following point. It makes the point that the eagle, the calf being brought by Aaron, is to atone for the cheto ego v'darshu. And Chazal say the following. Why is it that the Jewish people were bringing more animals as karbonos, more different types of karbonos than Aaron himself? This is about the inauguration of Aaron. And yet, we find that Aaron gets away bringing two animals for two karbonos. Klal Yisrael, in contrast, end up bringing a sum total of five different animals, which are spread out over three karbonos. Why are they bringing so many? Ela Amar Lohem, continues the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Yesh b'yedchem b'tchilo v'yesh b'yedchem basof. You have culpability for something you did way back when, and culpability for something you did more recently. Yesh b'yedchem b'tchilo shenemar v'yishchatu si'ir izim. Originally you did something for which you were culpable. After the Shvatim sold Yosef HaTzadik, they shechted a goat, and they used the blood to hide the fact that they had sold Yosef. So there's a need for the people to bring a goat to atone for that which Klal Yisrael did many years before, the Shvatim did to Yosef. V'yesh b'yedchem basof, and you have culpability for something that you've done more recently. Shenemar osulohem ego masecha, the Jewish people created an ego, a calf, a golden calf. Yovo sor v'yachaper amaisa sor, yovo ego v'yachaper amaisa ego. There's a need for the goat to atone for the sin that the Shvatim did involving a goat. There's a need for the ego, there's a need for the calf to atone for the sin that Klal Yisrael was involved in making the ego, in making the golden calf. So in other words, this Medrash, according to the Ramban, spells out the notion that the ego which was being brought over here is an atonement for the Egel Azov, is atonement for the golden calf. Now, the Ramban is making the following point. He's saying there's a parallelism between the karbonos that are brought on Yom Kippur and these karbonos of initiation of the Kohen Gadol and his two sons. It's interesting to note that there's a famous insight of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon suggests that the karbonos which were brought on Yom Kippur, at least during the time that Aaron served as the Kohen Gadol, those karbonos were not unique to Yom Kippur. The Gra writes that at the beginning of Parshas Achrayimos, it says, "Bezos yavo Aaron el Hakodesh." When Aaron HaKohen does this service, referring to the service of Yom Kippur, it enables him to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And the Gra says that any time, at any point during the year, that Aaron HaKohen wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he was allowed to, as long as he performed the service that we associate with Yom Kippur. What's very interesting about that Vilna Gaon is that the Vilna Gaon takes the karbonos of Yom Kippur and in a sense says that the main role of those karbonos is not so much attached to Yom Kippur. The main role of those karbonos is to enable the Kohen Gadol to have the ultimate access into the inner sanctum, the Kodesh HaKodashim of the Mishkan. Although I don't think you can necessarily say that the Ramban would hold like that Vilna Gaon, you can't prove it, but the position of the Vilna Gaon and the idea that the Ramban is articulating over here go together very, very nicely. In other words, the Ramban is saying that there are elements of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim that are incorporated into the chinuch, into the consecration of Aaron and his sons when they first become Kohanim. If we understand that a major role of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is not linked to Yom Kippur, but rather the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is meant to enable the Kohen Gadol to get the ultimate degree of access into the Mishkan, as per the Gra, it makes a lot of sense that the karbonos of chinuch, the karbonos of consecration of Aaron and his sons, should have elements of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in them, because what is the carbon of chinuch? It's the carbon that essentially hands the keys to the Mishkan to Aaron and his sons. It's meant to say you now are given the right to have access to the Mishkan, to its inner sanctum, to everything associated with it. The connection between that and Yom Kippur is a connection which makes a lot of sense. The Ramban continues this analogy. He says, "V'dira ki ba'avur hayos tama chato shel Aaron ketama b'yom ha'kippurim." Since we've now established that there is a certain parallelism between the egel, the calf that Aaron HaKohen is bringing as part of his inauguration karbonos, and the par, the bull that the Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur, we can understand Saraf also kasher yisar shel Yom HaKippurim. The carbon chatos was totally consumed, was totally burned, just like the carbon chatos of Yom Kippur is totally burned as well. It's a very rare occurrence that a carbon chatos is totally burned. Usually a carbon chatos is shechted. The Kohanim eat from the carbon chatos, and only certain parts of it are burned on the Mizbeach. One notable exception are the chatos, the carbon chatos of Yom Kippur. Right? We talk about those who say karbanos every morning, we talk about parim hanisrafim, usirim hanisrafim, when a par or a sa'ir, when a bull or a goat, as a carbon chatos, is totally burned. That's referring to the par v'sa'ir of Yom HaKippurim, that are totally burnt. Here too, Aaron HaKohen arranges for the egel, for the calf which he brought, to be totally burnt. Where did he get that from? As a carbon chatos, the normal procedure would have been to eat it, not to burn it entirely. Right? So says the Ramban, Aaron understood to do it, or perhaps Aaron was even told explicitly to do it. Again, it's not entirely clear, but Aaron understood to do it from the fact that he saw that he was bringing a carbon which paralleled the carbon of Yom Kippur in many, many ways. Right? So that helps us understand why, that parallelism helps us understand why the chatos of the inauguration was burned entirely, just like the chatos of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, we'll take a few moments and we'll say Tehillim, and we'll have in mind after that all of the cholim who need a refuah. Again, we'll start with Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, chapter 91. Yoshev b'seiser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonon Omer l'Adonai machsi umtsudosi Elohai eftach bo Kehu yatzi lecho mipach yokush midever havos bevroso yosech loch v'sachas k'nofov techse sino v'sochiro amito lo siro mipach adloi lo mecheitz yo'of yomom midever ba'ofel yahaloch miketev yoshut zaharayim yipal mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha Eilecha lo yigosh Rak beinecha sabir V'shilum as v'shoyim tire Ki ato Adonai machzi El yam samta me'onecha Lo suna eilecha ra V'nega lo yikrav Yohalecha Ki malacha yitzav eloch L'shmarcha b'chol drachecha Al kapayim yisonecha Pentigof bo'evin relecha Al shachal vofes ventidroch timos kefir visanin ki vichoshak viafaloteyu asageveyu ki odashimi yikro eini venehu imo anochi vitzora achaloteyu viachabedeyu orech yomi maspieyu viareyu vishuasi Kuf Lamed 130 Shira malos mimamakim kirosticho Adonai Adonai shema v'koli tien oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai imavonos tishmor yo Adonai miyamon ki emecho asilicho leman tivorei ki visi Adonai ki viso nafshi v'libaro ocholti Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim l'boker, Shomerim laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Yacheser V'yarbeimo Fidus V'hu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov V'shaberachav Useinu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakol Moshe V'yaharon Dovidu Shlomo V'yivorech V'yirape Yisacholim. Bavu shivli nedanor mustaka bavuram bizkhaza kolish bar khoyim alay rakhnu alay hem lakhli wal rakhos sam akhzi kol yakhli osam ishlakh la hem ay rafu shlema ben shoma yim khali bar hem khagi dayem tisar shar khali israel rafu asan nefesh rafu asaguf hashta bagalov is man kore vinomar amen. Want to wish everyone a good night, a good moy bez hashem. I plan on davening maariv 8:24. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.